Did you know that the people that live on this earth that are Christians, this is all the hell you'll ever know if you're an obedient Christian. But if you're not a Christian and you live on this earth and you don't believe in Jesus, this is all the heaven you'll ever know. Because when you die and you're not obeying God's word, there's only two places when you leave this place in death. One of them's heaven and the other one's hell. And only the obedient Christians are going to go to heaven. Everybody else is going to hell. If you haven't listened to Howard Pittman's interview, it's five CDs back there. We went down to Palestine here a couple of years ago, whatever, and we sat down with Howard Pittman. He was a Baptist preacher for years, and then when he was in 1979, when he was, I think, 45 or 50, whatever he was, 40-something, he had a massive aneurysm some way and bled to death before he got to the hospital, and he died and went to heaven. But when he got there, God told him he wasn't happy with him. He said, Howard, when you come through that gate, you can't go back. But he said, you will get not one single reward when you come in. He said, God, I was a Baptist preacher on earth. He said, I know. I was with you every second. I know exactly what you did. I know everything you did. But he said, you didn't preach my word according to what was written in the book. He said, but Lord, but we raised 27 foster children for you. He said, I know. I was there with you. I know you raised 27 foster children, but you didn't raise them for me. You did it so you could go around gloating saying, you know, we raised all these children. He said, you didn't do it for me. You did it for yourself. He said, so you ain't going to get a single reward when you come on. If you come through that doorway, you will get not one single reward. He's a Baptist preacher. Died at 40-something years old. So he begged God, God, I don't want to come in. I want another chance. So God sent Howard Pittman back. And Howard Pittman is 80 years old right now. And 2 years ago, when he was 78 years old, we went down to Palestine, sat there all day long and talked to him. And he told us everything he saw when he was in heaven and all the spiritual laws that God showed him and the demons and everything else that he saw. And all that interview is on Howard Pittman interview back there. It's real interesting. The first 20 or 30 minutes of it, we were sitting in a church with a lot of other people talking, and it's got a lot of background noise. But after that first 30 minutes and all those people go away, then it gets real nice, and you can hear everything real good. But it's five CDs, you know, 6 or 7 hours worth of teaching, and you get to hear what happened to a man that was a preacher that died and went to heaven, and God wasn't happy with him at all. So he begged God to send him back, and he's back. And he's still alive today. In fact, Bill and Betty, right, sitting back there on the back, they just went down to Arkansas, I believe it was, or wherever it was, and y'all just listened to him talk this last week or week before last. Wasn't that right, Bill? Yeah, he was there. Two nights he was there. And they got to hear Howard Pittman talk. And he's quite interesting, talking about the spiritual world that he saw, that God showed him. You can learn a lot. But you can learn a lot from those CDs. If you don't have a copy of that, well, take a copy of those CDs. There's five of them back there. To get to think that we had the privilege to sit down and talk with a man that died in 1979 and went to heaven, and God wasn't happy with him. I hope he's happy with me and you, don't you? Oh, my goodness, do I want the King to be happy with me when I get there. How many of you want God to be happy with you when you get there? Well, then you better read his word and you better do what he says. And if you do, he will bless you. So anyway, praise the Lord. But anyway, when Howard Pittman died, one of the things he said, that the number of people on the highway to heaven was only out of the 15 minutes, God told him, said, Howard, since you died on earth to right now, 15 minutes on earth has passed. And he said, 2,000 people have died in the 15 minutes. Well, that's pretty standard. Even today, that's still about what dies every 15 minutes, about 2,000 people. There's basically 10,000 people die an hour in the world, or 250,000 every day. Can you imagine that? 250,000 people dying every day on the earth? But that's true. Every day. And God knows every one of them. He knows every hair on every one of them's head. Regardless of what nationality, creed, color, whatever, he knows who we are. But he's told him, said, I want you to count the number of people on the highway going to heaven out of the 2,000 that died. He said, I counted them, and there were 50. 50 out of 2,000. That's 2.5%. Do you want to be one of that 2.5%? I do. I'm so sorry that I haven't been a better Christian, so there's not more than 2.5%. If I'd have been a better Christian, and if all of us would be better Christians, then as Christians, we would be talking to people about Jesus. And as we talk to people about Jesus, and as we walk in obedience to His Word, you're going to see Jesus save some people. And that's where we need to be as Christians. Some people never talk to nobody about Jesus. You know, I mean, they go to work and worked with them for 20 years, and you say, that girl right there, I worked with her for 10 years. Is she a Christian? Well, I don't know. She never said nothing about Jesus. Or is that girl a Christian? All she does is go around singing songs to the Lord, praising God all day long. She won't even take a drink of water without praising God. Christian? Man, if she's anybody in the world is a Christian, that girl's got to be a Christian. Now, see, they're going to say one of two things about us, aren't they? If there's that religious crazy nut. What do you want them to say about you? I want to be the religious fanatic. I want to be the one that does things for Jesus. In fact, I remember years ago when I was engineering for this company down there, we took on a new company to do work for us. It was a big corporation I worked for, and I'd been working with the companies that were bought under them for 29 years. When they took on a new an account with a group, the man that came in, and I met with him, talked with him, and I said, "Hey, I'm Thurman Scrivener." He said, "Oh, you're the guy my boss talks about, my boss." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "We took over this account, and he wanted to know who the head engineer was, and they said, Thurman Scrivener." He said, "Oh, I know that guy." He said, "You go in there, I guarantee you, that guy's going to tell you about Jesus." Now, is that a good way to be known? That's the way all of us should be known. That's the way I was known. You know, if you see me, and you're with me more than 3 minutes, we're going to talk about Jesus. I'm going to want to know, do you know Jesus? Do you go to church? What do you know about Jesus? And some of them get tired of hearing it and they don't want to come back. That's okay. I'm going to tell you about Jesus. Now then, let's go on with our soul ties here. The first soul tie that we develop in life is with the family. That's the first one. Your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your relatives. These soul ties are supposed to be good. Look at the Father and the Son, and there's a soul tie here. Now then, the soul tie between the Father and the Son should be a good soul tie. The soul tie between the father and the daughter should be a good soul tie. Now, if you raise your children up, I'm going to give you some examples from Scripture about how these things work. We're going to go to Genesis 44:20, and we're going to go down through verse 29. I want to show you what happens in these relatives or family soul ties. Genesis 44:20, and let's see what it says. "And we said unto my Lord, we have a father, an old man." Now, of course, this is what this is. This is whenever Jacob's sons were going down to Egypt where Joseph was, which they thought was dead. And they were down there, and they're talking to Joseph, their brother, but they don't know. He's the second highest ruler in all of Egypt, but they don't know he's their brother. So he said, "And we said unto my Lord, we have a father." Now, they're talking, actually, when they say unto my Lord, they're talking to Joseph. "We have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, a little one, and his brother is dead." Now, they're talking about Joseph. They think he's dead. "And he alone is left of his mother, and his father loves him. And thou sayest unto thy servants, bring him down unto me that I may set mine eyes upon him." Verse 22 and 23. "And we said unto my Lord," talking to Joseph, "the lad cannot leave his father. For if he should leave," that's talking about Benjamin, the youngest one, "for if he should leave his father would die." Now, I mean, you talk about a soul tie. There's a soul tie between this father and this son. "And thou sayest unto thy servant, except your youngest brother come down with you, you shall see my face no more." In other words, I ain't going to give you no more grain. When you come back, you're going to either bring Benjamin with you, or you guys ain't going to get no grain. Now, there's a famine on in all of the country over there, and ain't but one place to get food, and it's in Egypt. And the rest of the world is hungry and starving. And this thing is going to go on for 7 years. Okay, verse 24 and 25. "And it came to pass when we came up from thy servant, my father, we told him the words of my Lord, talking about Joseph. And our father said, go again and buy us a little food. Verse 26 and 7. And we said, we cannot go down if our younger brother be with us. Then will we go down, for we may not see the man's face except our youngest brother be with us. And thy servant, my father, said unto us, you know that my wife bare me two sons. Now this was the woman that he worked for, that he loved. Now his other wife bore him 10 sons, but this wife only bore him two sons, and they were both in his old age, because he worked for her 7 years longer than he did the first one. The first one he was cheated, and he was given the oldest daughter, and of course he had 10 sons with her, and he, you know, I guess he loved her, but he didn't love her near as much as he did the one he worked for. You know, it's just the way it is. Some men love a woman, really love her, and the other ones they tolerate. You know, and so that's just the way life is, you know. Y'all know what I mean. You know, so, but today, how many wives is a man supposed to have today? One. Only one. Now, if you got only one, it's usually easier to love that one. Now then, you know, if you got two or three, you know, there may be one of them, you know, that just does everything right. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm just amazed. Like, for instance, I give you an example. We got a lovely woman here that works with us, and she's always cooking me and Cheryl something to eat. She fixes stuff for the dog and all kinds of stuff. I told her the other day, I said, you know, Pat, I said, you really would make somebody a great wife. You know that? You know, and she said, oh, yeah, I know, I'd make a good wife. Well, now, if a man was married to a woman that was like that, and he was married to another woman that wouldn't do nothing, and she was very beautiful, and he was drawn to her, how easy would it be to love this one over the one that wouldn't do nothing for you? Y'all see where I'm coming from? So you generate a strong soul tie with this one, and the children that come out of this marriage, you've got a strong soul tie because you really love their mother.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled Holy and Unholy Relationships, Soul Ties, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.